Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you are somebody who likes dogs, but you're not so keen on the smell of wet dog, which tends to be a hazard for this time of year, I am joined by the woman who is going to help us get all of our pooches winter ready and answer all of your canine query questions. Kathleen Murray, owner of Doggy Do's and Don'ts. Very good morning to you once again.
Good morning.
51551 for the text or email today, cb at RTE. So, is there a kind of a dog walking winter wardrobe ready that you could offer advice or tips on?
Absolutely. You can't walk your dog if you're not suitably dressed at this time of the year. So it's really important that you have everything that you need. The first thing you need to look at is, do you have a suitable winter coat? Is it waterproof, preferably with a hood? That would be good because you could get caught in a shower of rain. Some headgear, maybe something warm, a cap for your head or something that
covers
your ears.
Just to be clear now, we're talking about for your head, not the dog's head. No umbrellas
well,
for the dogs.
Yeah, well, get to the dog. because lots of people go out and then they get caught in the shower or they think it's too cold and they turn back and there's all the reasons why walking can be miserable at this time of year. So there's no reason to if you have the proper clothes on. And so, as I say, if you have a good, strong winter coat with a hood on it, you have something warm in your head that covers your ears, you have a nice warm scarf, and you have got some warm gloves, not thin gloves, you know, padded gloves that are good, and a suitable pair of boots or shoes, preferably flat, so that you can walk and feel comfortable, and preferably waterproof, I would say. And really important at this time of the year, too, is if you have some high-vis gear, like maybe a vest or an armband or something like that, so you can be seen, because the evenings are getting much, much darker now.
In summer, when the asphalt on the road starts to melt, we pay very close attention to what Doggy is bringing back into the house. But there are a number of other things on the road at this time of year which can be quite unpleasant for dogs.
Yeah, when the gritters go out and things like that, there can be, you know, grit and salt, and there's antifreeze about at this time of the year. There's lots of things happening from now on, and that's all very bad for your dog's feet. So you need to, because when the dog comes home again, then they lick their feet, and that can be dangerous because it's toxic. So it's always good to have a little basin of water, maybe inside the door with a hand towel or a face cloth or whatever, with a bit of tepid water in it, and wipe your dog's foot, put your foot onto it and just give it a wipe over to take anything off the feet then.
Have you heard of dogs getting tummy problems from licking their feet at this time of year?
Well, I'm sure if you ask the vets, they're the people who would know best, when they go in there. But there's all kinds of things that happen, you know, at this time of the year, like at Christmas when people start overdoing the turkey and ham and the dogs get sick when they're not used to it. But, so if you have a thing, but just to finish off the other wardrobe first, sometimes people will bring an umbrella. Sometimes an umbrella is not suitable at this time of the year, especially if you're walking a dog, because the umbrella can actually cloud your vision if there's a shower on and you mightn't see another person or another dog coming, especially if your dog's reactive to dogs. So a hood is much better, and forget about the umbrella and just, you know, dress up warm like that.
I know some people who like to take out the hairdryer to dry their dogs after a walk at this time of year. That does seem, frankly, a little bit excessive. Is there an easier way to do it?
Yeah, well, when you come back in from a walk, if you happen to get caught in a shower or your dog's a bit damp or whatever, then you can just leave it maybe in a utility room or a small toilet or somewhere on a bath towel or something, you know, where there's a radiator on, and it'll dry out in no time at all. And then you can just brush off anything that's on it or get a damp towel that's wrung out in a bit of tepid water with a bit of diluted shampoo and, you know, give it a wipe over with that, and that'll bring it up smelling fresh again as well. So there's lots of handy ways that you can keep your dog clean after a walk in the rain.
Now, we have heard that the supply chain interruptions have ended up interrupting the flow of fireworks into the country again, but they are still to be heard. They're still about some of the texts that are coming in now. 51551, Emer says, please ask, how can I help my terrified Labrador as the fireworks are going off nightly? She is a trained gun dog and she is not gun shy. What are your tips for here? I mean, apart from just keeping the dog locked up inside.
Yeah, it's very difficult for a lot of dogs at this time of year, because difficult for some people too, because they don't want to hear them. But it's the suddenness of the noise going off and that sound that you hear when they're going up. That can freak dogs out, because their hearing is incredibly sensitive to that high frequency sound. And if your dog's sensitive, then it is better to keep it in and have it somewhere. Now, this is a particular dog that's not gun-shy, so it's used to sudden noises going off like that too. So there must be a particular thing about the fireworks. Maybe it got a fright with a particular noise of fireworks when it was younger that maybe somebody wasn't aware of or whatever. That can happen as well, so they can distinguish between one sound and another, you know. There are lots of podcasts available that you can desensitize your dog to noise. And,
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. And you can...
What is it, just long periods of silence interrupted by occasional bangs?
Yeah, it's like they use them for thunder and things as well, because thunder can be very upsetting for dogs as well. So you start off on the volume low, and then, you know, they hear the sound in the background. And if they're calm, then give them a reward for being calm. Any calm behaviour that you see, reward the calm behaviour. Don't bring attention to anything that if the dog is shivering or if the dog is, you know, have them somewhere where they're safe and nothing bad's going to happen to them.
Great for the dog. It might not be brilliant for your nerves. Let's move on. Another question. Our dog is in danger of being put down, this person writes. Very aggressive with people. The teeth are bared, hair standing up. She's a working sheepdog, but she loves to play ball with me and our grandchildren when they visit. What should they do?
Yeah, you find that a lot with collies and working other dogs. Any of the herding breeds tend to have a protective side to them. And that protection is naturally for sheep or herds, basically to protect them against wildlife or wolves and things in the past and things like that. So, but that protection instinct is still there. So that's what makes them great guard dogs around a house and things, because it's naturally in the herding dogs. But it has to be controlled. So that dog could very well maybe be very scared of strangers. I don't know how well socialized the dog is. If it's a working sheepdog, sometimes, you know, they're kept away from lots of people, or they don't see many visitors or things. I'm not sure what the circumstances are. But, yeah, you can work with that, because it's too easy to put a dog to sleep and not work with the issues, not address the actual issues. And that happens a lot. And the dog can recover from so many things if it's just given a chance, you know, in the right hands. So, but you have to put in a bit of work, a bit of an effort, like, you know, and help the dog to settle down again.
Dee has a very peculiar one that might take more than the minute that we have left in the programme. Our 14-year-old now walks around in circles, particularly when she's eating. She'll start to eat, drop food, walk around and go back to it again and again. This can go on for up to 10 minutes. It almost seems as if she has dementia.
Yeah, well, older dogs tend to do things that are strange to us sometimes. They do things that are out of character. That can be as simple as maybe there's a tooth bothering her and she's finding it hard to get the thing down, so she's walking about and looking at it and picking it up and circling. Sometimes they just do that because it's a habit that they have picked up, or maybe she's a little bit dizzy, so she walks around. I would get a vet check and just make sure that everything's okay. But behaviours like that are not abnormal in older dogs. Older dogs tend to start doing things they didn't do before. Maybe,
so just learn to live with it, perhaps.
Yeah, but I would definitely get a vet check there and make sure that maybe she hasn't got an ear problem or something as well. You know, there could be anything going on for that dog.
All right, Kathleen, thank you so much for your time again this morning. That's Kathleen Murray of Doggy Do's and Don'ts. Quick look at the headlines before we go. Government officials are discussing new guidelines which will apply to the reopening of nightclubs and live venues this Friday. And the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said this morning that we have to get the virus under control before the current restrictions can be further relaxed. That's all we have time for. The programme was produced by David O'Sullivan, researched by Amy Ryan, broadcast coordinator Louise Kerr-Ross, and on sound, Dave Gibson. Now, at exactly midday, here's Ronan Collins.